Praise the Lord. There's something about Him being alive makes us sing. And I praise the Lord for that. Amen. Everything has changed. His resurrection changes everything. That's the theme. And as we think about this resurrection, what did it change? Well, it validated Jesus' ministry. It validated His message. It transformed mourning into joy when those disciples realized He was indeed alive. It removed their fear. It replaced it with boldness. His resurrection canceled out doubt, and it brought hope. It secured the salvation of all of those who would confess that Jesus is Lord and believe in their hearts that God's raised Him from the dead. It brought eternal life. His resurrection made life possible. It confirmed even the very last Passover that Jesus spent with His disciples on that night before He was crucified. That borrowed upper room, He and those men gathered together. And that traditional observance that they would take part in, that Passover, had meaning for them in those days. They remembered through that Passover observance their rescue from Egypt, from the bondage that they knew, God's hand bringing them out. They remembered how they ate their food in haste and had to be unleavened bread because they didn't have time to raise the dough. They remembered eating bitter herbs to remind them of the burden that they had experienced through the hardship and the slavery through all of that time. The wine that they drank reminded them of God's provision for them. All of those times, these remembrances. And then that lamb, a lamb that they would bring into their home for a few days and almost treat as a pet, and then 4 days later slaughter it so that its blood could be spent on their behalf. And they would take that blood by the instruction of Moses, the Lord through Moses, to put it on the lintel and doorpost of their home so that when the death angel passed through the land of Egypt, as God had said it would, on that night, through all of the land, the death angel would pass over every home that had blood over its entranceway. This was God's great provision. As they took of the Passover meal, they remembered God's great deliverance, His rescue of their souls. And during that last Passover, Jesus transformed that Passover observance into a new ordinance, a new observance. One whereby in Matthew 26 we would find these words, when evening had come, in Matthew 26, verse 26, while they were eating, Jesus took some bread, and after a blessing, He broke it and gave it to His disciples and said, "Take and eat, this is My body." And when He had taken a cup and given thanks, He gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is My blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for forgiveness of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in My Father's kingdom." Little did those disciples really comprehend and understand what Christ was saying in that transformation, where He was saying, this bread that you eat, this unleavened bread, represents My body which will be given up for you. Only days later would they finally begin to grasp what He was saying here. That cup representing His blood being poured out, the blood that would seal covenants, and He was sealing most important of all covenants, the salvation of the souls of men who would humble themselves before Him and receive this gift, acknowledging their own sin that put Christ to that cross. The transformation of that. In the Gospel of Luke, we find in chapter 22, verse 19, that the Lord commanded His disciples, "Do this in remembrance of Me. When you take of this bread and think of My body, when you take of the juice, the wine, and you think of My blood, do it as you remember Me." The Apostle Paul, when he instructed the church of Corinth in his first letter, he said, "The Lord commanded us that as often as we drink of this cup of the new covenant, and do it in remembrance of Me." Just as the old covenant had a remembrance of their deliverance, the new covenant that Christ was bringing would be in His blood, and it would remind them that He had come to set them free, to rescue them from their sin. He transformed that entire setting, the bread representing His body, the juice representing His blood, so that it might cover the heart of the one who believes, so that he might know eternal life and not have to experience death. You might say, well, Pastor, people die. People we care about have died, yes, physically. He came to provide life eternal, which exceeds physical death. It is spiritual. It is that which lasts forever. And it is the promise that God gives to all who have humbled themselves before Him, acknowledging this sacrifice that He would bring about. That sacrifice on the cross, many say that it was the nails that held Him there. It was His love that held Him there. His love that was demonstrated for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ would go willingly to die for us. It was His love that held Him there. And it was His yielded will to the Father in obedience that He would allow sinful man to put Him there. But just as He said, I've been given authority to lay it down, I also have authority to raise it back up, and He did. And on that third day after His death, He came out of the grave. When we take of the Lord's Supper in just a few moments, we will take of it remembering His death. But we will also remember that He said within that promise to those disciples, I will not drink of the fruit of this vine again until I drink it new with you in the Father's kingdom. There is promise of hope. Hope on the other side of all that we might experience in this life, knowing that He has walked with us because He died for us. And so as we take of these elements, those who belong to the body of Christ, when you take of these elements and think on the body of Christ, think on His blood, and think of the great promise one day we're going to be with Him drinking of this cup of the covenant again. Our deacons are going to come at this time, and as they do, I want us to pray. Father God, we acknowledge this morning Your death was for the price and penalty of our sin. Your Son was faithful in His obedience. And we thank You, Father, that He satisfied Your righteous wrath against our sin and that You raised Him back to life. That changes everything. Lord God, thank You. Thank You that You can transform us. You can make us into a new creation so that by one Spirit, because of one God and through the Son, we are able to come together in this communion and to join together in a fellowship of agreement that our Savior has paid our price and that He's alive. Thank You, Lord God, as we partake of these elements. May we truly worship You, and may it be a worship that is pleasing to You. In the name of our Savior, who's resurrected, we pray. Amen.